Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello, welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 3 January 2023. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. We're glad you're with us, and you're going to be glad you're here, too. We're going to talk, to my mind, another heroine, just like Dr. Tim Penning, Dr. Madej, and others, Dr. Mikovits, and all of them. This lady... Now, I remember watching on a video we showed in a church, we showed in the Bible studies on a video, we showed this lady speaking. I think she was in Texas. It's been a year longer ago when all this nonsense started first coming out, and she took a stand and tried to warn the people. We're going to talk to Dr. Stella Emanuel just in a couple minutes here. Before we do that, though, don't forget we're going to have Bible study this weekend, Lord willing and weather permitting. We're going to have a Bible study, as always. We're going to try to finish up a teaching or at least get another hour into it. On understanding spiritual warfare, folks, a very, very important teaching. I mean, we're not fighting flesh and blood. It's manifested in flesh and blood. We see the evil in flesh and blood, but it starts in the spiritual side. Unless you know what you're battling, if you don't strike at the root of the tree, cut the branches off, it's not going to do much good. Understand that. So anyway, we're going to do that, obviously, this coming weekend, Lord willing. But we start at 10:30 a.m. Eastern, and we do a prayer request and praise reports and different things for the first half hour. 11:30, we go into current events. We talk about what's happening in the world from a Christian perspective. Matter of fact, we're now calling that Christian Worldview News, CWN News, Christian Worldview News, starting this coming Saturday. We're going to make a point that we are giving out news from not from a humanist viewpoint, but from a Christian viewpoint. All right, I want to tell people to understand that. And then at 1 o'clock, we go into the Bible study, 1 to 2. So you can join us, if you like, by going to our website, PastorButch.com, and click on live stream. If you can stand and look at my face, you can watch us do this live, okay? If you can't do that, you listen to us on the phone by dialing 339-209-5013. 339-209-5013. We hope you will join us, folks. More people are all the time, but we want so much for you to come and join us. We do these things because you're out there. We do these things because we want to glorify our Father in heaven and maybe edify his body in Christ. That's what we want to do. That's why we do these. That's why we always do these things. Don't forget the two seminars we're offering right now. When these are going, folks, there'll be no more copies of the seven seminars. Five were out of copy already. These two are the last two we have left. One is Zombie Nation. Mind-controlled slaves. The other one is Broken Era, a cry for deliverance. Both of them more relevant today than they were made when they were made years ago. You get to hear Russ Dizdar, who's passed away, Joyce Riley, Charlotte Isby, all those people have passed away. We don't be at the Lord. Pastor Richie Mooningham, Greg Evenson are all on there, and more. And all we're doing is paying postage, both of them for $10, delivered to your door. You just have to call and ask for them. And I don't know if having Bibles left or not. We had four King James Bibles left. We had to change style, so a listener paid for four of them. That's all we had left. And said the first to call gets them for free. So if you haven't called and ordered your King James Bible, folks, and that's the only one I would use, the NIV and the rest of them are not accurate. They're not Bible. But we're available to you for free because they've already been paid for. And also, of course, we're still offering the last few copies we have of the Why I'm a Sabbath-Keeping Christian. 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. Call if you like, and if you want to place another order of anything else, mouthwash, toothpaste, Strauss heart drops or kidney drops, anything else we have here, just let us know. Just call and talk to Lisa tomorrow. Give her your order, credit card number, whatever you want to do, or get an address and write to us. Any way you want to do it, folks, we're here to serve you, and I mean that. Don't forget tomorrow night we have Pastor Rafael Cruz on, who is Ted Cruz's, Senator Ted Cruz's dad. I'm impressed with the gentleman. I mean, he is solid when it comes to scriptures. I'm impressed with that. So we're going to bring him up and let him share some of his testimony tomorrow night. Now, our guest, as I said, is Dr. Stella Emanuel, a lady that I did see on video a year and a half ago. I can't remember how long it's been. Goodbye so quickly. That was standing out in Texas, maybe Houston, speaking with a bunch of other doctors, trying to warn the American people what was coming down with COVID. Well, she's done a lot more since then. She has a lot more to talk about besides that, like shortages of medicine and food and everything else in America, and maybe even a little bit of insight in some prophecy. Dr. Stella, are you there?
I'm here, sir. God bless you. I'm so, so honored to be here today. Yeah, it was 2.5 years ago. 2020,
2.5 years ago? Oh, my God.
Yes. When the Lord in his mercy used my voice to tell the world that they don't have to die and that COVID is treatable, I just believe that it was just the mercy of God. Before then, the whole world was caged in fear, the whole world. So God used my voice to just break something open and the dam broke and everybody came running out and the water spilled out and they could not put it back in. So it was just God's mercy, you know.
Amen.
Upon humanity.
It is. It always is. It's His grace and mercy and wisdom that mm-hmm. keeps us here. One for that, we wouldn't have a chance, would we?
No, sir. And, you know, that day, I remember that day, prior to that, we had been in Houston. I'm from Houston, Texas, and this incident happened in Washington, D.C., at the steps of the Supreme Court. I'd been in Houston. We had been taking care of patients and seeing patients with COVID and taking care of them and giving them hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, and they were doing better. And then I started talking about it online. At that time, I think President Trump came out and said hydroxychloroquine works. Everybody lost their mind. We got attacked. I got attacked. But our doctors that were trying to see patients got attacked. It got to a stage by May when COVID really hit Texas that it was so bad. People used to line up in front of my office like as if it was Black Friday just to get treated. And we've treated probably over 120,000 patients and counting.
Wow.
So,
I got 527,000, you said?
No, 120 something thousand.
Oh, that's still a lot. 120, and still counting.
And I'm sure
bless your heart.
Yes. There's never been one day, there's never been one single day that we didn't have a sick COVID patient. Never been since then to today. We have a telehealth services that people can go all over the country and patients. We have doctors that work in all 50 states, pharmacies that can ship in all 50 states. And that's always been the cry of my heart, to let the American people know that you don't have to die. Not today, not then. It is the same thing. Hydroxychloroquine works, ivermectin works. They still work today. I don't know why the more and more people are talking about the jab and other things, people keep forgetting that early treatment is still the mainstay of this whole thing. Everybody could have this in their medicine cabinet. They don't have to be dying from COVID.
Wow.
So that is,
by the way,
that
I
is
do.
What we, yes.
I do have it. I have both in my medicine cabinet. I do.
That is so smart, Pastor. That is the smartest thing any American, any human being can do right now is to have hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin in their medicine cabinet. And
well,
like
I have
tell
that,
people,
I have hydroxychloroquine also. I have both those in medicine cabinet.
Yes. So 2.5 years ago, I I got out of here. They had invited me to come and speak in Washington, D.C. And it was so crazy. I told my family when I was leaving, I said, you know, I'm going to D.C. If I don't make it back, so be it. But I'm just not going to let people die. I'm not going to sit here and know that this thing is treatable, and then I'm not going to let people die. So I called my family, and I sat them down. I said, I'm going to D.C. tomorrow. I might not make it back. If they kill me, if I perish, I perish. So I actually left for D.C. knowing that I may not make it back. So that is how much my heart was in on this. And you know, as a child of God, you know that whenever you get to the I perish state, mm-hmm. that is when God can actually use
Absolutely.
You because you don't have any
Absolutely.
Fear. You understand? So you have no fear. And number two, you never perish because God really appreciates people that have faith, you know. So at that time, I had no fear. When I stood in front of the Supreme Court that day and I went off on Fauci, I went off on everybody, I had just had it. And I was just, to me, this was life and death. And from then till now, there's been a lot of death and destruction going on. But I know that many more people could have died if we didn't speak, because my voice, by His grace, rang throughout the nations of the world. It's actually America that actually suffered more from this, because like people in Africa, West Africa, people in India, people in South America that have hydroxychloroquine over the counter, their COVID deaths never really went that high because everybody started taking their anti-malarials and people heard about it and people got their quinine teas and everything. So it was just, it was God's mercy. We don't know. Only eternity will be able to determine how many lives God used my voice that day to save, or that incident that day. And how many lives have since heard that you don't have to die, you know?
Amen. Amen.
So people woke up. Doctors woke up. Patriots woke up. Some pastors woke up. You know something? So it's just, if the church had heard my voice, if the church had just heard my voice, many more people could have lived. But at that time, they took my voice and they hooked me up with President Trump. Regardless of who I voted for, I had never met Trump. I still have not met Trump till today. But somehow they just turned me into a Trump operative, and then it became a political thing, and people fell for that, you know. And then they attacked my ministry, then big ministers and TV stations and Christian television were scared to talk to me because I was controversial. And at the end of the day, it's really sad because the medical community that was supposed to stand between the medical community and the church were the two communities that were Amen. Supposed to stand between these globalists and the destruction of humanity. And they cowered in fear. And they cowered in fear. They cowered under political correctness. And then they allowed the enemy to attack humanity.
I agree.
It's really sad.
I agree. I said it from the beginning. This was a test for the church, especially in America, but worldwide. A test for the church,
yes.
And the church as a whole failed it miserably, did they not?
Mm-mm, they failed miserably. Many of our churches became centers for the jab.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Many big pastors. I started saying this in August of 2020. I started sending a clarion call. I was tweeting. Then I had like maybe hundreds of thousands of Twitter followers. I was tweeting. I said, guys, wake up. Churches are being bribed. Churches are going to be bribed to push this jab and everything. And of course, they blocked me on Twitter, they blocked me on Facebook, they blocked me everywhere because I was saying the truth. And most of them just didn't want to hear it. But the issue, it's been a longer, it showed what really happened, especially to the church, shows a deeper sickness in the church. That evil could come and the church that is supposed to be light of the world gets overcome in that evil. You know what I'm saying? It's a much deeper sickness of the church, you know.
It is.
Which is why we need to pray seriously. Like especially you know, I talk about the American church because even though I'm African, I came to this country over 31 years ago. I got saved in this country. So I actually got saved here. And I grew up in the American church, the typical American church, before I started traveling abroad, going home and everything, and then started seeing that there was a deeper perspective in religion than the religiosity that we're having in our churches. So God started just drawing me deeper. So I when I pray as an intercessor, I cry out for the American church. I say, Lord, the American church, the America was a country that God's destiny for this land was, it's a city on the hill, a light to the world, and a spreader of God's word to the ends of the earth. So, and to think that this country that sent missionaries that died in the jungles of Africa and jungles of Asia and jungles of South America and India, taking the gospel to the ends of the earth, that we've fallen so far away from God. So sometimes I just cry, I say, Lord, we have fallen so far, but remember the saints, remember the people that left this country and took the gospel to all over the earth. For their sake, show us mercy.
Amen.
You know, because, yeah, we've fallen so far that the typical church right now is just kind of out there. You know, so, and then when you say anything, you're like, oh, yeah, I know, don't criticize, don't say anything that's going to make the people feel bad. So you cannot be like a watchman. You see, people like us, you're like a watchman standing at the rooftop and standing at the gate of the city, and you see evil coming to the city, and you're screaming, and the people are inside the city and said, no, don't say anything bad. Let us sleep. It happened to the likes of Prophet Jeremiah and, you know, Ezekiel and stuff like that. So,
well, I mean, they crucified our Savior because he hurt their feelings. He tore down the playhouse.
Yes.
You know, that's why they crucified him. And he said, if they hated me, they're going to hate you. And the stand you taken, and it did cost you. I mean, it did cost you. I mean, people thought you were insane, that you were some kind of conspiracy theorist. You and many others that stood for the truth. And I admire you for that. Truly do.
Yeah.
And now we're seeing
conspiracy theorists.
That's very true. And now we're seeing the consequences all over the world. People dropping dead, literally dropping dead. I mean, young athletes. Wait up. I don't remember his name, the black gentleman, the football player that fell in the field last night. Mm-hmm. I guess he's still alive, but
just this week, about 3 or 4 people have dropped. And it's sad because it's just the beginning, you know. It's just the beginning. And it's sad that we all have family and friends that got deceived into this jab. I tell people, if you've taken the jab, there's a way out. You know, the way I say there's a way out is that you can repent. The Bible says in the book of Titus 3, verse 5, that salvation is by the washing of regeneration. You know what I'm saying? So what actually happened in the Garden of Eden was actually a genetic corruption. You know what I'm saying? What happened in the Garden of Eden was a genetic corruption. Let me just read the scripture to you. Titus 3, verse 5, it says, not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration.
Amen.
And the renewing of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
So the truth is, what happened in the Garden of Eden was a genetic corruption. That is why, I mean, all of us, like King David said, we're all born in iniquity. If you see, I saw a video the other day of two children, they were like, maybe 12 months or 14 months or something. And then they were just fighting with each other, trying to rip each other's hair out. And the other one was scratching each other's eyes. And I'm like, children of Adam, where do you learn this from? Because we're born in iniquity. What happened in the Garden of Eden was a genetic corruption, a spiritual genetic corruption. And that genetic corruption put iniquity in every one of us that are descendants of Adam. And salvation is the washing of regeneration. That means regenerating your genes. So if you made a mistake out of fear, you did not trust God for your food, you did not trust God for your health, you did not trust God, you were fearful, and then you allowed yourself to be jabbed, if you're listening to me, get down on your knees and cry out to God. Say, Father, I made a mistake. I am sorry. Have mercy on me. And pray for the blood of Jesus to wash you, the regenerating power of the blood of Jesus to flow through you and regenerate you. If you go on our website, drstellamd.com, you see a place that I said, did you take the jab? Do you regret it? And then you enter your email, and they will send you this prayer. It literally walks you through the repentance process. It walks you through scriptures. Like the Bible says that that strangers will submit themselves and they'll be afraid out of their close places. You pray and decree the scriptures and ask for the blood of Jesus to go deep into your DNA and cleanse you. We have seen miracles. We've seen people that were paralyzed stand up. And each time we pray for people and they genuinely repent, they can feel the regeneration. This weekend we prayed for a guy that had come, and when we prayed, he said, "Oh my God, I feel waves and waves and waves of it flowing through me." It's like they feel the presence of God just flowing through them and regenerating them.
Amen. You know what I'm saying? Amen.
So this jab is luciferous. This jab is a nanotechnology. This jab is a demonic technology. And because it is a demonic technology, as a mention of the name of Jesus, every demon bows, including the jab.
Amen.
So there's a way
very,
out.
Very well said. You know, folks, see what she said about regeneration. That gentleman called the other day and asked what it meant to be born again. Basically, sir, that's what it means. You are born in iniquity. You must be born again.
Yes.
And that's not all about. But and I wish he'd call, and I talked to him someday in the office. The gentleman won't know about being born again. I want to tell him he never did call back. I'd love to talk to him about this. But we got to move on because there's so much more to talk about, and there's so much going on in this country. And I know that you've been trying to warn people about medicine becoming short supply. Of course, we get 80% of the medicine. We get 80% from China. So, of course, it's going to be short supply. We know that in Canada now, people are in pain. They don't have the pain medicine. They're offering them a chance to be euthanized. And even children in Canada now are going through the same thing. This is how wicked the world become. Share that with us, Dr. Stella. What you know about this happening with the medicine?
It's all part of the plan to get people to a stage where they cannot survive. If you just Google food shortage or just shortage, if you go to the grocery store, if you look at even our energy supply, if you look at our electricity and water and everything, is shortage. You know what I'm saying? So this is not gonna. If you just go to Walmart and walk through the aisles, even water is short. So. But this is for people that are on life-threatening medication, like medications that they need to sustain life. If they, like your insulin and everything, I'll advise people, stock it up now. You can go to Walmart and buy regular insulin off the counter.
Wait. Guys, question. You said you can buy insulin over the counter?
Yes, you can buy regular insulin over the counter. Not the long-term one, but regular insulin. You can buy it over the counter in Walmart.
Without a prescription?
Yes, you can buy over without a prescription. But here's the issue: we are a society of wastage. I would say cut back on some of the McDonald's and some of the things you waste money on, and recognize that we are coming to a very, very perilous time in our time in the world right now. It's going to come to a time when you might not find food in the store. Or even if you do, if you don't take the CBDC or the central bank digital currency, which will be the mark of the beast, you're not going to be able to buy anything.
That's true.
So I tell people, I've been saying it right now for the past 2 years, stock up food, stock up water, stock up medicine. Go to your doctor and get medicine. In fact, this we're working on it in the next 2 weeks, where if you go on our website and maybe you're high blood pressure medicine, we can allow you to get a refill of your medicine for a year or so that you can keep it in your house, in your medicine cabinet.
This is important. I want you to, because this is really important. You mean I can go to your website and I can get medicine that I need from your website? You will help me get the medicine?
Yes, just give me a week, because we're working with a company. We're working with a set of doctors that can be able to help us get everything done, because we don't want to make sure that when we launch, we have enough doctors. If not, we're going to get overwhelmed. But yeah, within a week, we should have it ready. But you can
Is it cheap enough people can afford it?
Yes, this is what we're going to be doing. Well, I'm working with many mom-and-pop pharmacies all over the country so that what they can do is that they can get the generic form of your medications. Most of these medications are cost gazillion dollars. The generics are very cheap, very, very cheap. So we're trying to see whether we can get a situation where we can get people a basic amount of their medicines, like 1 year for something like less than $200, you know.
Oh, my.
So So, yes, I'm working with different pharmacies that are going to be able to get the generic of your, like, maybe your high blood pressure medicine or whatever it is that you need. So if whatever medicines that people are taking regularly for blood pressure, for diabetes, for stuff like that, like I said, that they'll be able to just go on the website and get a refill of their medication in the generic form. Whatever you're taking, they'll give you the generic form of it, and then we'll see what I can get. So I'm working with a bunch of pharmacies, and hopefully it should be done in the next about a week or two.
Wow.
So people will be able to go on DrSellaMD.com and click there, refill regular medications, and then they can get their regular medication.
You know, you just answer a lot of people's prayer because even on my line, I take some medication. I wonder what I could do when it wasn't available. So I can get a hold of y'all in a couple of weeks, and I can get the medicine through you all and be able to stock up on it for a while.
Yeah, so there are three things that we're doing. The first thing that we're doing the COVID pack. Usually right now, if you get sick from COVID, you go on our website, you sign up, we see you, we get your hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin. If we need to call in some Z-Pak, D-Resonate, and whatever, we do it for you. But by February, the Emergency Act will be gone. So after the Emergency Act will be gone, you're going to have to go through a regular doctor to get all that stuff. Right now, with the Emergency Act in place, our doctors can see patients all over the country. So what we want to do is set it up such that it's amazing I'm having a discussion with you, that set it up such that they can get like a COVID pack. Your COVID pack will have hydroxychloroquine in it, ivermectin, a Z-Pack, budesonide for their lungs, and stuff like that, so that you keep it in your medicine cabinet.
When would this act run out?
Should be available like in a week, you know.
You said it's going to come to an end sometime where you couldn't do this. When's that going to be again?
In February.
February. Oh, wow.
Yeah, I don't know I think they will extend it, though. The reason is that if they take off the Emergency Act, that means they can't force anybody to get a vaccine either. So they might extend it, but we don't want to,
Don't take a chance.
They might extend it, but we don't want to take a chance. If they take off the Emergency Act, they cannot force the emergency. All these emergency vaccines is because the Prep Act, which is the Federal Emergency Act, is in place. Because, so we don't know. Because we don't know what they're planning. So the second thing I want to tell the American people is, like I said, go on our website. Sign up on our website to get your hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin. Make sure that you're part of our team. Sign up for our newsletter. Even if you don't want to sign up for anything right now, just go on our website, sign up for the newsletter. The second thing that I want to tell the American people is that you have to walk in this time with a preparation mindset.
All right. Hey, please hang on through the breaks. Hang on through the breaks. I'll go to break, folks. After the break, take your phone calls, too. This is excellent news tonight. 844-769-2944. Questions, comments, give us a call. 844-769-2944. What great news, people. I want to take advantage of this. I truly am. I'm going to personally take advantage of getting medicine stocked up.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Many experts and prophets say the great food shortage is coming in a few months. Most long-term food storage companies charge $9,000 to $10,000 for one person for 1 year. Joseph Kitchen does it not for half that price or a third that price, but go to Joseph Kitchen and get long-term emergency food for about $1,000 per person per year. We'll show you how to take the wheat, like in the days of Joseph the Pharaoh, grind it in 30 seconds, put it into a bread machine, push a button, 2 hours, 20 minutes later, you have a nice, hot, nutritious loaf of whole wheat bread. It'll cut your food costs, and many say it's very delicious and nutritious. There is not one food a human can live on, but whole wheat bread may be the closest. If you go to Joseph's Kitchen, use the promo code BUTCH, you'll get a $50 discount, and it helps call to decision. That's Joseph Kitchen, promo code BUTCH, for a $50 discount on what might be the cheapest and maybe the best thing to eat. JosephKitchen.com, promo code BUTCH.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life of over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wildcrafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents, the only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is war.
All right, this folks, we're back here to talk to Dr. Stella Emanuel. Wow, what good news she just broke to all of us. you can stock up on your medicines. In about 2 weeks, you can go to Dr. Stella, MD.com. Dr. Stella, Stella, MD.com. And go with the site. Go ahead, Doctor.
DrStellaMD.com.
Yes.
And if you go on our website, if you use promo code Pastor Birch, you can get a discount. And you can get, like I said, if you go on our website, if you took the jab, you can get prayers for the jab. If you need supplements to build your immunity, you can do that. But most importantly, we're trying to make sure that we have enough stuff out there for people to be able to stock up their medicine cabinet, because it's going to be kind of difficult to find doctors that will be like, listen, I need my medicine for a year. You know, I used to always say, I said, we don't give people medicine for a year, because not because we can't, not because we cannot legally, but because the doctor wants you to come back, you know. And if it is something that they need to be checking your medicine, that's fine. But we just want to make sure that if something happens tomorrow and you can't go out to the store, or you can't come out of your house, or you have to take the mark of the beast for you to be able to fill your medication on, you need to get a CBD seal or something, then at least make sure that you can survive. And, of course, you can actually get food, too. You know, you need to get all this 25-year food and get grains and beans and stuff like that and stock it in your house, because it's okay to die and go to heaven. To die in Christ is gain. I'm not scared to die. Nobody should be scared to die if you're a child of God. But it's not okay to die from starvation.
Amen. And it's not needed right now, folks. You're
it's
hearing
needed,
some of the best news I've heard in a long time. Dr. Stella, Dr. Stella, Stella, MD.com. Use Pastor Butch as your code. Save some money. But, folks, do what you can. Get yourself prepared. Please do that. And the phone line's open, like I said, 844-769-2944. Dr. Stella, what do you see coming in this country? I mean, from what you're doing, I know you have a lot of insight. What do you see coming?
Let me share, because you see, we're very serious prayer warriors. We started praying daily in August of 2020. So the prayer altar is about 2.5 years old now, and we're praying like during this crossover at night. We actually did like praying from 7 p.m. to 2 a.m. every day to 1 a.m. every day, just crossover, so that we can really, really seek the presence of God, interceding for the nation, crying out for the mercy of God. And the Lord, on New Year's Day, after we finished our 3-day program, the Lord had really, really moved seriously. We had such an amazing time. So I came and I slept all day. And so in the evening, I do a prayer program at night that I start at midnight, and I pray in the Holy Ghost. So at midnight, I started praying the Holy Ghost, and I'm also sending out some texts, Happy New Year texts. And I felt the presence of God just come upon me so heavy, you know. So I put my phone down, and then I wrapped myself up, I covered myself up, and I started just praying in the Holy Ghost. And the presence of God just grew stronger and stronger and heavier and heavier. I felt like there were several weighted blankets just sitting on me, but my spirit was light, as if it was practically going to jump out, you know. So it just grew so heavy. I was shaking, and my body, I was just trembling under the cover. It was just heavy. It just felt like several big weighted blankets were placed on me. So I'm just sitting there heavy, and I'm just like, Lord, 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 what's going on? Lord, what's going on? And the Holy Spirit started speaking to me. And when he said the first thing, I said, Father, should I record it? He said, yes. I turned on my recorder. So it said, I should tell my people to ask of spiritual strength, to ask me to strengthen them by my spirit. Because I know right now there's so much going on that a lot of Christians are discombobulated. And even the ones that are still not woke think that, oh, God is going to come and rapture out of here and there's not going to be a problem. Those that know what the truth is, those that see what's happening, are scared for the people and kind of like just worried. So the Lord said, I should tell the church, tell my people to ask for spiritual strength, and I will strengthen them by my spirit. He said, tell my people to tell people about me. Tell them that I'm coming soon. Tell them that they are the salt of the earth and the light of the world, and they should let their light shine and not be afraid. tell my remnants to ask for the anointing to speak to people about me and about my love. The seals are already open, and death and destruction is already released upon the earth. So tell them to bring people to me, that if they lift me up, I will draw all men unto me. I can feel the fire of God just speaking. He said, tell them I will be with them to the end, and I'm with them daily in the battle. Tell my church, my bride, to not be discouraged, that they will overcome and sup with me. Tell them that they are my representation here on earth. So in my heart, I was like, Lord, but there's so much evil going on right now. He said, yes, I, the Lord, I created good and evil. I said, Father, it feels like evil is taking over. And the Lord said, I allowed it. He says, sometimes in my love, I allow evil to bring my people back to me.
And Christ said in Matthew that he's gonna purge his own floor. He's gonna separate the wheat from the chaff. And sometimes trials and tribulations is how he does that.
Yes, let me finish the word. He said, tell them I will release my anointing on those who ask and those who seek me. I will fill them with my spirit to do the work of the evangelist in this season. This is the year of the sixth seal and natural disasters. But my people will be preserved and spared. He said there will be judgment on those that are living their lives anyhow and those that are living their lives in the world. There is a time for my light to shine through my people. He said he will begin to judge the false prophets that are leading his people astray. A lot of big ministers that are leading his people astray will be judged.
Yes.
And that, like, in February, there's going to be like some major death that will take place. So he said that we should not be afraid. We should come to him and ask for spiritual strength and tell people about him. Many people might argue with you when you tell people about Jesus in this season, but remember to sow the seed. The more as the evil increases in the land, the people are going to turn to the Lord, and God, by his spirit, will draw people to himself. But keep sowing the seed and be not afraid, says the Lord.
Amen. And you say that the sixth, you believe the sixth seal is this year?
I'm not talking about what I believe. The Lord said the sixth seal with natural disasters.
So, I tend to agree. Mm. I tend to agree with that. I really do.
Yes.
That is phenomenal.
The sixth seal with natural disasters are going to be happening this year.
Wow.
Crazy natural disasters.
Praise the Lord for the word. Well, folks, we're hearing it, let's get in prayer, and let's pray that his will be done. Let's take a phone call, if you don't mind, Doctor. Let's take a phone call from Maine. Let's talk to Catherine.
Yes.
Catherine, come on in. Welcome.
Hi. It's a pleasure to hear her. It's hard for me to listen and not get choked up. I've been a diabetic since I'm 2, and I'm not even supposed to be alive. And having to fight to keep access to health care, even rudimentary health care in the system that we have here, has left so many people dead or barely surviving. It is absolutely, it's just a crime what has happened in the medical system here. So you are a pleasure to hear. And I've lived with Cameroonians before in Boston because they have a better safety net there, and they allow people to work and not be disabled in order to access their medical care. But I got priced out of the market for housing. But I have actually lived with Cameroonians. I've had chicken with coop, and, I mean, I think that's the correct pronunciation. And it was a wonderful experience. But anyhow, I wanted to ask you about syringes for that insulin. Is there a syringe that you can boil? I can't seem to find one online to have a syringe that you can sterilize and reuse for insulin. Do you know if that exists?
You can actually sterilize needles, but I don't know about syringes. But my question is it isn't it better to get the syringe stock up now that you can, and then at least get the needles. You can reboil the syringes, but you can sterilize syringes, but you need to make sure that you get the needles right.
Well, honestly, I don't want to offend, but it's easier said than done. I don't think most people realize just how poverty-stricken this system has left us. And nobody really wants to hear what I have to say because I can sink the conversation real quick. Okay? It is criminal. I even had an endocrinologist in Dallas. She asked me one time, she said, you can afford your supplies? I mean, to afford this stuff? I mean, it's expensive. I've met people all over the country working for poverty wages, and they can't even get their insulin. They have no money. And then stupid people will say, well, why don't you go to Canada? Just, I rebuke you. Get thee behind me, saying, that's where I'm at with these people. I'm in a sit down, shut up, and take notes mood. You know, I've got conservatives who have called me a parasite, all kinds of nasty comments. And I'm in a sit down, shut up, and take notes mood. Get thee behind me, Satan. Period. It's disgusting, the abuse that people have taken, because you might not have the money to stock up on those. So I'm trying to think about people who don't have the ability, who don't have the coverage that I have right now. How could they, and I can't seem to find a syringe that, you know, you can boil like in the old days.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I can't give you information about that. You know, like I said, to some extent, you know how it is that there are sometimes you fight battles and sometimes you just choose the lane that you had to fight on. You know what I'm saying? I can't help everybody that can afford it, you know, but at least I can be able to be there to provide medications, because many people cannot even get it prescribed in the first place. So that is the lane.
I've already sent this to two people to try to help spread the word about what you're doing, and so very grateful
that
you're
lane.
Doing that.
But for you, that's the lane. But like I said, the church is supposed to be able to help, and you need to go to the Lord with this, because God is our supplier.
The church is supposed to help? Did you really say that?
No, I'm saying that, ma'am. I said, go to the Lord. Let the Lord be your supplier.
No. You know, I've been to the Lord. I've been to the Lord, okay? The churches, most of them are 501c3 tax-free, and they will send every member, tithing or not, to the government, every one of them. Okay? I'm really the teacher here. I should do a radio show one day, but you have a great spirit and a great joy that they're not doing diddly squat, not even for their own tithing members, hardly any of them. And the Catholic Church was the only one I could get to fill a prescription for a client, the only one. What I would call any Protestant church, they'd hang up on you when I was a social worker.
Well,
I don't
have the ability to help in that pairing. The ability that I have to help, and trust me, I practically almost lost my life on doing what I do. The ability, I can't help everybody. The part that I can help is be able to prescribe stuff to people that many other doctors don't want to prescribe.
No, and I'm not going to invalidate that, but I'm just saying it would be nice if the churches at least help their own people and not send them to the government and then criticize that, call them parasites. It's kind of a catch-22. Thank you for the work you're doing, and I'll let somebody else get time in for
Thank
the call.
Thank you, Catherine, for the
Thank
call.
You.
By the way, are you a first-time caller?
Pardon? Okay. No, I'm not.
Okay, well, welcome back. I'm glad you called. Thanks for calling in. Appreciate it. That's interesting. Wow. Let's go next to Jeff in Canada. Jeff, come on in. Welcome.
Hi, yeah. I just wanted, I think maybe I didn't hear it right, but I want to correct the last callers. You don't get drugs free here, just off. It doesn't work like that. You have to pay for it, unless for older people you can sometimes. But no, it isn't a free the medicine is quote-unquote free, another hospital, in other words, and that stuff. But not the drug. You have to pay for the drug. Now, they can be cheaper because here generic drugs are the norm. I've heard the drugs are much cheaper here than they are in the States. So for me, mine is something for the prostate called finasteride is what I'm going to need. And I'll have to find a way to stock up there. I'm sure I can't get any from the States. I don't think that's going to work. But recently there's something going on up here where I heard that where you're not going to need to have a doctor give you a prescription, in other words, to renew a prescription. In other words, if you're prescribed these pills, you can go and the pharmacist will just fill the thing just like that without having to go to the doctor. So that will help, I guess.
Well, a question.
I don't know. I'm not sure what the drug situation is up here. I asked about it, and he says, oh, they make that here in this country, finasteride and a number of other things. I know I asked about different things, you know. And but anyway, they make finasteride here supposedly, so I'm going to have to check the whole thing out.
Well, Jeff, hang on a second. Hang on one second. Dr. Stella, sure. Can you send medicine to Canada? Is that possible?
No.
No,
we're
okay.
Not
all right.
In Canada.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Jay.
No, I didn't think so. But like I said, we up here, we don't. It's the stuff that you're able to. If a doctor prescribes some name brand drugs expensive, you can demand a generic alternative. So the generic drugs are. That's why a lot of Americans come here or used to whatever to get drugs and so forth. So anyway, that's how it sort of works here, from what I know. But I'm going to check into some of these things. More about the prescriptions. Apparently, once you've got the prescription, you can renew it without having the doctor renew it. You're there.
All right.
That's what I understand.
Well, thank you, Jeff.
This one I have, finasteride. This finasteride is an open-ended thing. It's a lifetime thing for the prostate.
Okay. Well, thanks for the call, Jeff. I appreciate it. Thanks for the info. That's interesting. Folks, we have lines open, 844-769-2944. And Dr. Stella, the news you broke tonight, as you already heard from Catherine of Maine, people are so thrilled to hear what you just told us. And folks, it's Dr. Stella,
MD.com.
Check it out. If you want to order something, put in Pastor Butch as a code. Save a little bit of money. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Stella, I'm going to take you up on this. You'll be hearing from me again, I'm sure, in the near future. But now,
Definitely. So
what do you see? Do you have a timeline, perhaps? When we're going to start seeing medicine become really short, or do you see anything like that? Has Lord showed you anything like that?
The truth about it's not something God has to show me on. You can see over the past year that everything is getting short.
Right.
From just going to the grocery store, from going to your store.
That's true.
Everything is getting short. So the Bible says that if you see the fig leaves falling, know that fall is coming. We don't have to wait till you can't find your prescription before you start looking for it. When I started telling people over 2 years ago to stock up food. You know, some say people that stock up food last two years ago, probably stock it up at 1/5 the price that they will today.
Amen.
And if they wait another 6 months, it might be double the price that they have today. If they wait another, maybe, I don't know, they might not find the food. So I'm just saying that do not wait till it's too late.
Amen.
You know, if you have $100, instead of going to go buy McDonald's, go out, buy a bag of rice, cook one little bag of rice, and then stock up the rest of the bags of rice, get some beans, get potatoes, get beans, and learn how to grow your own food. If you can get, most of the time, if you can just get like this little pot, you can actually grow food, potatoes, you can grow carrots and stuff. You know, we're able to put out a little, I mean, we have a ranch, so we do a lot of stuff. We have cows and chicken and stuff like that. But we're able to grow a whole lot of stuff right in just in raised beds.
Amen,
you know?
that you're blessed
and
do that. Let's try to squeeze one more phone call, doctor. Let's try to do one more phone call. We got another caller right here from West Virginia. Let's talk to Joe from West Virginia. Joe, come on in.
Thank you, Pastor Butch. I do have a question for the doctor, and I don't know if she's even aware of this. I've been studying a lot lately on the vaccine passport and even taught about it in my broadcast. Mm-hmm. Is it going to affect us in our medical care coming up soon? Or in the ability to buy prescriptions, is it going to be used against us if we do not take the experimental biological jab?
It's going to be a little deeper than the experimental biological jab. If you know anything, the CBDC is coming up, and in fact, it's already in place, the central bank digital currency. I do believe that when that comes in, it's going to carry your vaccine passport, it's going to carry your money, it's going to carry your health record, it's going to carry your social credit score. It's way deeper than the jab. And I think it's the CBDC that is going to be the mark of the beast. In fact, if you go on Rumble, type CBDC, you can pull up a lot of videos on it. So I do, right now, it's already being done in Europe.
they already have it in place here
in
America.
Yes, they do.
Laws have already been signed. So I do believe that, number one, there's going to come a crashing down of the economy. And when the economy crashes, they're going to refuse to bail out the banks. And then they're going to say, all your money that is in the bank, you can get it through CBDC. That means the government has an idea of everything that you do.
Total
if
control.
Say there's another pandemic. If they say there's another pandemic and you shouldn't go within an hour, a mile from your house, if you go within a mile from your house, your money doesn't work. And so that's why I'm saying that everybody has to be aware of the fact that perilous times are coming. And as perilous times are coming, get your money out of the bank. Your money is better off in your house in bags of rice that you can barter with than paper that you might not be able to get if you don't take the mark. So if you have to stock up, get charcoal grill in your house, get some flashlights, get water, stock up food, doing something, just make sure, have a mindset that if I cannot come out of my house for a year, can I survive in my house?
All right. Joe,
if I cannot leave my compound for a year, can I survive? Or for 2 years,
we're running out of time so quickly. Anything else you want to say, Joe, very quickly?
Well, the most important thing to me is that, you know, Jesus Christ has got to be number one in their life. Seek ye first his kingdom.
Amen. Amen.
And all the things will be added unto us. And if we don't embrace Christ Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we're going to miss the mark. And if we're going to have this prepping attitude, mindset without Christ, then it's all a vanity. Christ has got to be first above all things.
Amen.
But yeah, that's what I said earlier today. Mm-hmm.
Good call. I hate to jump, run out of time. Go ahead, Dr. Taylor. Thanks for the call, Joe. Go ahead, Dr. Taylor. About a minute and a half left.
You're welcome.
Listen, Pastor, one of the things I want to tell to everybody listening, one of the things I want to say is Jesus is the only way right now. And tell people about Jesus. Tell people about Jesus. And remember, there is going to be a great reset. If you read the book of Revelation to the end of it, the great reset is going to be done by God. So we should not be afraid of Klaus Schwab or the Great Economic Forum or whatever else that is happening. Be afraid of God that can kill your body and send your soul to hell. So we should put our focus on who we should be afraid of. And I'm not talking about this religious city or just reverence God. I'm talking about the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. There's no more fear of the Lord in our churches. We need to get back to the fear of the Lord. Read the word of God. Remember that. Ask the Lord to strengthen you. Ask him for the anointing. Ask him for the grace to stand in this time. Clean your life up and don't live a life of lawlessness, because those that are lawless are going to get swept away. And remember, if you need anything, go to our website, drstellamd.com, and we can help you.
All right. My goodness, what a powerful broadcast. Dr. Stella, I'm going to, I'd like to get a copy. I'd like to get your email address sometime. I'd like to put you on a magazine list. But I want to thank you so much for what you said tonight and the blessing you brought to a lot of people. And I'll be in touch in the future, okay?
Yes, sir. God bless you, Pastor.
God bless you.
You have my number.
God bless you very much. Thank you. Folks, we'll see you tomorrow night with Pastor Rafael Cruz. Have a great night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.